This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Gas prices nationwide are holding steady this Labor Day weekend, but they're about 22 cents higher than last year, according to AAA. Higher fuel prices can also mean more expensive airline flights, especially for the smaller budget airlines that need fuel prices to stay low to keep ticket prices competitive. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Fuel can account for up to 25% of airline operating costs. That's according to airline analyst Robert Mann. So it's a big expense, but one that's easier for the larger airlines to absorb. When fuel prices go up, those with big fleets tend to fly their more efficient planes. But a smaller airline?
They have what they have, and they generally have to fly it. So they take the full impact of fuel prices increasing.
Airlines like Spirit and Frontier keep costs low by leasing equipment and by charging customers for everything from snacks to checked bags. Add ballooning fuel prices, and these airlines have limited options. Raise fares or cut back. Earlier this year, regional company Great Lakes Airlines shuttered, citing a pilot shortage. Jason Rabinowitz with research group Route Happy says small carriers are facing lots of issues right now, like
aircraft availability, engine problems that are compounding their issues. So not only do they have to deal with rising fuel costs, but they have to deal with leasing aircraft.
And he says that could leave them in trouble. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.